Welcome to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. This podcast is presented by the Heavy Duty Consulting Corporation and hosted by our CEO, Jamie Irvin. At the Heavy Duty Consulting Corporation, we work with manufacturers, distributors, and repair shops who want to grow their business. Do you have a problem that you would like some help with? We have developed fault codes for heavy duty parts businesses, just like they have for commercial trucks. Find out how many fault codes your business has and how you stack up against dozens of other heavy-duty parts businesses. Head to heavydutyconsulting.com and schedule a meeting with us today. All right, let's start this episode.
You're listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and this is the podcast where you will get expert advice about the heavy-duty parts that you buy and keep you informed about what's happening in the industry. This episode is sponsored by Zerk.work. If you're a mobile heavy-duty mechanic, please check out Zerk.work. When I think of the parts industry, it's changed a lot since I joined in 1998, a fresh kid out of high school. Technology continues to advance, and that presents challenges and opportunities. And I'd like to introduce Tyler Robertson, CEO of Diesel Laptops. Now, the Diesel Laptops company, they have a mission, and it's quite simple, to provide the best diesel diagnostic products and services at the lowest price possible. And with 10 plus years in the commercial truck diagnostic industry, they've pretty much seen everything. Tyler, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, awesome intro, and thank you very much for inviting me here.
Tyler, why did you start Diesel Laptops?
Yeah, so the quick background story is I worked at a truck dealership, and I was a service manager, and trucks would come in all the time. I'd check engine lights on, and we'd go out there, and we'd hook up our diagnostic laptop, and we'd kind of tell them what's going on, and you know, inevitably, they're like, well, how do I get one of those? When you're a service manager, you're like, forget that, man. You can't buy this. You have to come to me, right? That's the way we make money here. But then I got asked to go to the parts department to be a parts manager. So that philosophy is totally different. They said if you could sell something, sell it and mark it up. They didn't care if it was a hamburger or a truck part or a desk phone, right? So, and diagnostic software fell into that same platform. So lo and behold, people in the parts counter are asking for diagnostic tools. So we were selling them. I really quickly found out people have no idea how to use them, install them, do anything with them at all. And from there, I was like, man, I'm gonna make some kits. So they're all ready to go out of the box. They don't have to do nothing but power them on. And I started doing that part-time, and it just kind of took off from there.
So what makes Diesel Laptops different then? Where did you find an opportunity in the marketplace?
Yeah. So the first thing that we tell people now is just having a diagnostic tool isn't enough. It's not even close to enough. Things got really complex really quick. So we really tell people you need to put a bunch of pieces around that diagnostic tool. You need to make sure they have the right training on how to use that tool. You need to make sure they have repair information. Most of the tools that are out there are great at hooking up and telling you the codes and let you run the commands. They don't actually tell you what sequence to run them in or which commands you should run when you have which codes or how to fix the codes. So we build all of our repair information. They need a parts information because inevitably part failures lead to the ability to buy a part. You need something at the end of the day. And then, of course, training on how to use the tool and actual diesel technician training classes as well on how to properly troubleshoot things. So we surround the tool with all those pieces so that the customers are completely supported when they purchase from us.
So what should a person do if they're like an independent repair shop and they've been running into some of these issues and they would like to see your service, they'd like to kind of learn more about it, get access to it? How does someone go about doing that?
Yeah, so first of all, diesellaptops.com is the place to go. You can look on there, you can chat with us on the website, you can call us, do all those things. And one of the more unique things about us is we're consultative. So we have some of our own software, but it's not our best sellers. Our best sellers are other people's products that we kind of wrap up with everything we do. So we're consultative. We listen to what people want. Everyone's situation is unique. Some people need a $1,000 tool. Some people need a $10,000 tool. We'll put in front of them what they want. And we surround all of that by a 30-day money-back guarantee. So customers buy a tool. They can try it out. They don't like it, send it back. You know, we'll give you a refund or try another tool or do whatever you want to do. And then we also do free trials as well. So if customers want to try a tool out for a couple of weeks before they actually pull the trigger on it, some of our top-end kits, definitely an option for them to do as well.
What do you see as the future of commercial truck diagnostics?
Well, it's definitely not going to get easier. I can tell you that much. God bless the EPA, I guess, on one hand. I'm not a big fan of the EPA and all the restrictions, but they made my business for me, making everything complicated with all the emission requirements. So trucks today, you see what's going on. Autonomous, getting more electrical, engineless, driving on batteries and electricity. So the industry is evolving fast. I think they get more and more complex as they go. And people are going to need better and better tools, better and better repair information, and better and better access to actual people to help them fix their trucks and training. So it's just going to get a lot more complicated.
I see there being a growing gap between the mechanics that work at, let's say, a dealership in the service department and the access they have to available resources and the independent jobber type mechanics who are working at maybe a fleet or their own repair shop. There seems to be a growing gap in the availability of technology information. Is that in part what your company is solving?
Yeah, I mean, that's the good thing for us. I mean, the OEMs have chosen to say, nope, you can't get access to look up your own parts. Nope, you can't get access to our repair information. Or if you do, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. You can't get our tools, or it's going to cost you a fortune to do it. They made it so difficult. And then there's this pent-up demand with the fleets, the independent shops. They just need access to things. And that's really where we step in and say, look, you know, there is an option here and here it is. And by the way, it's pretty good and we can support you and help you. So yeah, the OEMs are doing a tremendous job helping my business. So I hope they keep making things difficult to obtain and get in front of customers.
When it comes to training young mechanics, it's not like it used to be. Like I remember back even when I started in 98, and I knew a lot of guys that worked in logging and in mining, and you know they were still using some pretty old technology to accomplish those jobs. And what I've seen over the last 22 years is that has dramatically changed because the equipment has changed. Is there more demand on techs today from a technology perspective, or is that something that is just built up by the OEMs? What's the situation there?
Yeah. I mean, today's modern, I mean, I think like even 10 years ago, if you had two computers on your truck, one for the engine, one for the ABS, that was probably what you had. Today, you look at some of the stuff that Volvo's doing. I mean, they got a dozen different computers on those trucks doing different things. I mean, they got computers controlling just the seats or just the radio and all these different things. So yeah, it is definitely a challenge. And the biggest challenge is the dealers have they have everything in their favor, right? They have factory training, they got factory tools, they got factory repair information. If you're an independent shop, where do you possibly go to get training on the new after-treatment systems? There isn't that aftermarket solution. So that's the gaps we're trying to fill with our hands-on courses that we're putting up across the country.
Oh, the hands-on courses. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. So at first it started with, hey, let's do a training just on how to use the software. And from there, really quickly migrated to, and we figured out real quick, a lot of technicians lack the basic knowledge to do after treatment systems diagnostics, electrical diagnostics, how to properly troubleshoot a Maxforce or Cummins engine. So we launched our very first course about a year ago. It was the basic electrical course. And we were like, man, will people come all the way to middle of nowhere, South Carolina for a full day hands-on course on electrical? And lo and behold, we launched the class and it filled up in 24 hours. And from there, we've just kind of expanded it out. So we're at the point now where we have three trainers. We're partnering with American Diesel Training Centers, Tim Spurlock over there. So we'll be launching our courses now in Columbus, Ohio. And we're also working through his network to launch in more locations, and Florida's right behind it. So our goal is by the end of the year to be at least three locations across the country offering these hands-on courses. And by the end of next year, I mean, we should be in a dozen cities pretty easily.
And what about our dear friends up north here with me in Canada?
Yeah. We keep getting asked about Canada. We actually launched a Canada division of our company to sell products up there. So we'll get up there. I mean, I'm from Northern Minnesota. You know, I'm kind of holding back on having to travel up there in the winter months. too dark and too cold for me now that I live in the South, but we'll be up there. We'll be up there eventually. For now, we're just scaling up, but we'll be there. It'll take some time.
Okay, great. And there are online resources available through your website as well.
Right. We sell online courses that people can do from their, you know, their computer. And then we also have free webinars that we do, and we have paid webinars that we do as well. So we're all about training, man. You can't buy a tool. You cannot fix today's modern trucks if you don't know what you're doing and don't have access to the right tools and the right repair information.
You're listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and we've been speaking with Tyler Robertson, CEO of Diesel Laptops. Tyler, you've been working on something for the heavy duty parts industry. Could you tell us a little bit about what you've been up to?
Oh yeah, I'm super excited about this. And by the way, this was not my idea. This was our customer's idea. So almost everything we create is coming from our customers. One of them said, hey man, I'd really love it if you had a tool on here that we could actually like cross-reference parts with. There's options that are out there, but they're really expensive, or people are using Google or 50 different vendor websites trying to do it. And we actually had a parts professional that has about 30 years experience working in our tech support department. So I just went to him and I'm like, hey, what do you think about making a free universal truck parts cross platform for everybody out there in the industry? And he said, let's do it. So it took us about a year to do the initial release. We're about a year and a half into it now. But we launched truckpartscross.com, and it is completely free for anybody to use at all. There's an iOS version. There's an Android version. If you go on the website, you can even download a desktop version if you don't want to have a web browser up all the time. And it was really the cornerstone to all the stuff we have coming up next. And we believe it's a great platform. I mean, we're really adamant about making sure every part's in there one time, getting pictures of parts in there, attaching descriptions. We're putting VRMS codes into all the part numbers as well, what category they go on. So we're all about it. And we got some great partners helping us and working with it. But I'd if anyone had listened to this wants to cross parts, truckpartscross.com, or go look for it in the App Store with Google or Apple.
Okay, so I've been in parts a long time, and I know that the guys on the counter, they're using multiple websites. That sometimes companies are also paying a big premium to have access to a cross that is available on a paid basis. So there's a lot of moving parts there to try to find what the customer's looking for. And what I'm hearing is that you're working on developing kind of a one-stop shop. It's free. It's available. You should just be able to go to this place and cross all your parts. Is that accurate?
That is 100% accurate. And, you know, when we first decided to do this, we were like, hey, let's go call these manufacturers and let's get these guys to give us their cross databases so we can do this. And not a single one did. They didn't want anything to do with us. But then we just did it the hard way. We used books and cross-references and stuff we could do, and we just built this database up. It's got well over 1.5 million part numbers in it now, and that's unique part numbers. We only put every part in there one time. And now with building that led us to be able to create these other products that we'll be launching here very shortly.
Okay, great. So that's truckpartscross.com. We'll put a link in the show notes. And also, if you're interested in seeing a demonstration of how it works, you can go over to the YouTube channel. We'll have a link in the show notes there as well. That'll take you right through to that demonstration, because Tyler's going to record a demonstration for us at the end of the interview. Tyler, if people want to get involved in some of the things that you've got coming up, what should they do?
Yeah. So let me talk about, I guess, what they got coming up, first of all. So first of all, if you're a manufacturer listening to this, I can guarantee you, you're going to want to make sure you're in our database, because we already get a lot of eyeballs every month looking for parts. And I'm assuming you would want your product in there. And you'd be amazed at the information we can give those manufacturers back to help their business as well. So second of all, the problem we have with Truck Parts Cross was clients were saying, well, that's great, but I still need to call the dealer to get my part number. We're like, okay, you're absolutely right. You do have to do that. And of course, the OEMs, they're not going to give up those build sheets and all those things. So we said, what if we took one particular engine model and we started with one particular brand and looked at a 3-year spread. And we said, what if we took apart that complete engine, all the parts on it, and we put them into a database and let our parts algorithms and our parts professionals go through it? Could we build a platform where people could look up their own parts without an engine serial number? And lo and behold, we found out they were about 99% the same for that 2010 through 13 range for this particular manufacturer. And we're like, all right, so we can do this. It is entirely possible. And it's all the exterior stuff that was really different. You know, the dipstick tube points a different way, or the oil pans a front sump or rear sump or whatever it was. So we said, okay, let's catalog this. And then we said, can we do it for some other components? And So let's do the easy ones. Let's go knock out transmissions. Let's go knock out suspensions. Let's go knock out some of these other things that are kind of global and don't really change that much. And then we said, could we do a truck? Could we take a specific truck model and could we analyze enough parts on that truck to figure out what's really the same and what's really different on these things. And the answer is overwhelmingly yes. So we'll be launching a new platform here. It'll be an open public beta. We hope to launch it by the end of September, and it'll be completely free to everybody to use and give us feedback. It's going to be called truckpartslookup.com, and customers will be able to look up parts through exploded parts views, and they will be able to click the part numbers and instantly cross-reference them right on the spot. So now they don't need to call a dealer. They can actually do it themselves, and they can cross-reference them.
Wow, that is fantastic. And so if someone wants to be part of the beta test, should they email you, or what's the best thing to do?
Yeah, we're being really selective on this one for right now. Just email me personally is probably the best thing to do. Just doesn't get lost in the shuffle. And my email is pretty simple. It's Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, at diesellaptops.com. Love to talk to them and see if there's a way we can do that work together, because there's also a couple other advanced things we've been figuring out. So as we've been talking to clients and showing them what we have, they started giving us suggestions or things we hadn't even thought of. And one of them was, hey, could you guys can cross-reference one part at a time. Could you cross-reference hundreds or thousands of parts at a time? And we're like, well, yeah, I think we can do that. So we built a mass cross-reference tool. So we're actively looking for people that want to cross-reference hundreds or thousands of part numbers at a time. And it's led to some other really cool things that we're looking for beta testers on as well. One's an inventory analysis. We talked to one client and he goes, look, I'm stocking two different brands on my shelf. They sell the same stuff, but neither cross to each other. They're like, well, you know what? We actually do cross them to each other with our database. So maybe if we upload that list, we can spit a list back out that tells you of all the overlapping inventory, and you can free up some frozen capital on your shelves. So all these things are in development. We're actively looking for people to partner with us, test with us, work with us. We're in pure networking mode right now, showing people what we have.
Wonderful. So I'll include that email also in the show notes so people can just go through and do a one click and get right through to it. If you wanted people to just take one thing away from our conversation today, what's the one thing that you think is really important that people need to know?
Yeah, we're here to help solve problems. That's really what we do. You know, we started as a company just selling diagnostic laptops. And through that process, we've started to look up and see a lot of other issues that people are having. So I'm all about fixing problems. So I constantly talk to our employees, like, don't tell me what's good. Don't give me the good feedback from customers. What are we horrible at? What can we be better at? So for us, it's just learn, and keep building this thing up and providing value to our clients.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Tyler, for being on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Thank you very much for inviting me. And by the way, I'm a huge fan. I've watched every episode or listened to every episode, and I can't wait to see where you bring this thing.
Well, thank you very much. You've been listening and possibly watching on the YouTube channel to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and we've been speaking with Tyler Robertson, CEO of Diesel Laptops. To learn more about Diesel Laptops, go to diesellaptops.com. Have you had a chance to subscribe to the podcast yet? Go to heavydutypartsreport.com to listen to and subscribe to the podcast. And remember, let's focus on cost per mile over purchase price and keep those trucks and trailers rolling. HDA Truck Pride is the heart of the independent parts and service channel. They have 750 parts stores and 450 service centers conveniently located across the U.S. and Canada. Visit heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride today to find a location near you. Again, that's heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride, and let the heart of the independent service channel take care of your commercial equipment.